Now that Photon and I have been away from home for 3 weeks, we're both starting to feel a little homesick. We both miss Russ and Tommy and our family's main dog, Betsy. I can tell Photon is starting to miss her daily routines, and I'm starting to miss some of my good old northern Minnesota birds. I don't miss blue jays at all. There are plenty of them here, and I've never heard as wide a variety of cool blue jay vocalizations as I've heard here in Arkansas. I don't miss pileated woodpeckers or barred owls. They're all over the place down here. I'm delighted to wake up to the songs of Carolina wrens, Carolina chickadees, tufted titmice, and cardinals. I love watching red-shouldered hawks, one of the prettiest raptors in every bottomland forest. I'm especially delighted to see so many red-headed woodpeckers, one of my favorite birds. But I miss being able to hop in the car and head out to the Sac-Zim Bog to see cool owls and northern finches and black-backed woodpeckers. And most of all, I miss our own dear black-capped chickadees. Don't get me wrong, their close relative, the Carolina chickadee, is a really cool bird. The two species look almost identical, are both intelligent and curious, and have lovely little songs. But black-capped chickadees have just enough extra white in their wing feathers to give them a lovely frosted look, and the cold northern winters make them fluff up to give them a plumper, somehow more endearing appearance. And Carolina chickadees are used to a life of relative ease, so their curiosity and their need to investigate every little nook and cranny of their feeding range day after day, checking out new sources of food, are just not developed to the same level as in blackcaps. I put out a small tray bird feeder near our campsites down here, and even when it's 5 days, not a single chickadee or other bird here discovered it. When I make pishing sounds or try to match their whistled song, the Carolina chickadees do check me out, but they don't zip in as close or stay as long as black-capped chickadees do. And I don't have a close personal relationship with the chickadees down here. At home, George and Martha and quite a few birds in their flock actually peek in my windows watching for me and zip in right to my hand the moment I crank open a window. I miss that. There are still plenty of birds for us to see in our final days here in Arkansas. Even if we never do see an ivory-billed woodpecker, there's one possible lifer left for me to see, a Smith's Longspur at the Stuttgart Airport. And we need 7 additional species to reach my goal of 100 species in the state. Every day is still a new adventure here, and it sure has been lovely being among the friendly people and rich bird life in this wonderful place. But I miss good old-fashioned upper Midwestern agriculture, where farmers leave little hedgerows and fence rows for wildlife. Here they plant right up to the roads. I miss knowing a raven could fly over at any moment, and the magic of knowing that even if I don't notice them, there could be a boreal owl in any thick conifer. I miss the outgoing friendliness of gray jays and hawk owls, the funny calls of boreal chickadees sounding like blackcaps with a terminal disease, the confiding little bee calls of redpolls and the zippy tunes of siskins. I don't know for sure what Photon misses, but part of the joy of trips is the anticipation before you go, part is the pure pleasure of exploring a new place, and part is the anticipation and then the satisfaction of going home again. Production of For the Birds and My Adventures in Arkansas are supported by binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.